Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those tuning in on the radio side in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you. For those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad you all could tune in as well. And then, of course, those joining us around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Really excited to welcome back someone who's a returning guest, but also a friend of mine as well. Actor Jose Maisonette is with us today. We want to talk to Jose not only about the journey to doing what he loves as an actor, but how he's been able to push himself. He's been doing a lot since the last time that we spoke, so we're going to talk to him about the physical journey he's been on. One of those things made him an award-winning actor. We'll talk about that, but also about really the spiritual journey he's been on as well, to being able to be the best of himself, how he's been able to stay focused, and of course, what's coming up next for him. If you're just hearing about Jose, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But Jose, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
How's it going, Cyrus? Thanks a lot for having me. You know, it's an honor to be back on here again, and I'm excited, so thank you.
Hey, man, you're more than welcome. Excited to have you back on for sure. You know, you've been doing a lot. I mean, one thing that's changed is I can actually talk this time. I mean, the last time that you and I spoke on the air, we were doing a roundtable, and I had been doing some traveling and lost my voice. It was a interesting experience, to say the least. But we got through it. But you have definitely been doing a whole lot, man. I mean, what has it been like for you, Jose, to kind of reflect on all the work you put in and now how everything seems to be paying off for you?
It's pretty amazing, and I feel like I have accomplished much since last time we talked. And it's funny because I was just talking to someone yesterday, and they were talking to me about being an actor. And they're like, "Oh, I always wanted to do it." So like, what does it take? And I was just telling him, "Well, it depends on how far you want to go, and what kind of actor you want to be." You know, I have friends who they do background work and they're okay with that. You know, they get a paycheck and they're fine and completely happy with that. They don't want to be in the light. They just like doing that.
Yeah.
But for every person, it's really an individual want or need. Because, you know, for example, myself, I want to be like a super megastar. And maybe the guy that I was talking to yesterday, maybe he just wants to be a household name.
Right.
So, like, you know, it varies and differs. And I didn't really even start thinking about that until the other day when he was talking to me.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's so important. I think that kind of goes to intent, Jose, because, I mean, I think unless you know what you want, it's hard to reach for something. So when did you know that is what you wanted, that you wanted people to be able to know who Jose Maisonette was?
Since as far back as I can remember, since I was a kid, I mean, I still remember my teacher asking me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I would say a Ghostbuster. You know, I'm 80s baby, so I grew up around that time era, and it was just a lot of things that caught my interest. One of them was films, since I was a kid. I used to watch, you know, whatever, Bloodsport. Then they had, like, Mortal Kombat, the Street Fighter movie, all the 80s and 90s stuff. And we used to play that stuff when we were kids outside. So it just kind of helped, I guess, shape and mold what I wanted to be since I was young.
Right, right. And now, of course, you're able to see those things come to pass. As I said, one of the things that's changed for you has been since the last time you were on the program, you're not just an actor, you are an award-winning actor. I mean, for those who stay connected with you through social media, and we'll be reminding those who aren't yet connected with you, Jose, how they can do so. What was it like for you to hold that trophy and to know that your hard work had made that possible?
It was very surreal because just to have been invited to Comic-Con, to have a table there, to get badges and all that, was like, that was already surreal. And we didn't even know we were really submitted for a film festival there. And I still remember we were at the table, and the director of the Comic-Con, Kurt Dunnett, was like, hey, you guys busy? You guys need to go now, like, to the room. And we're like, yeah, we're just, you know, sitting here watching the table, signing autographs, signing the posters, taking pictures of people. And he's like, yeah, you guys got to go now. So we're like, okay, packed, grabbed some of our stuff, ran to the room, and got presented with an award. So, like, we weren't even expecting that. It just kind of happened. Made it a little bit, you know, a little bit more breathtaking of an experience when
right.
that happened.
Right. You know, you, the last time that you were actually on with me as a one-on-one, I mean, the previous time before today, you were on with a round table of some of your fellow actors. We're going to talk more about what that's been like for you to work with others that you kind of share your passion later. But you told me about the goals that you have set for yourself. Do you think that's one of the reasons why these things are also happening for you, Jose, is because you have been so clear as to what you want, what it takes to get there, and then to be able to do the work necessary to make it happen?
Absolutely. And again, to touch on what I was talking to the aspiring actor I was talking to the other day, you know, it's not just about being an actor, because I don't know martial arts. Well, on this project I'm working on, I've been getting trained by various martial arts masters and grandmasters, and it's not just acting. You know, sometimes it's a high physical demand as well. If you want it, if you want to take it to that level, if you're willing to take it to that level. Now, for example, I have to learn how to ride a horse. So I mean, it depends really on what you want to do and the roles you're going to accept and take on. If you don't want to do action, maybe you want to do more drama. Maybe you want to stick with comedy, something a little bit, you know, less strenuous on the body as far as physical demand. It really depends on knowing what you want and going for that. So
yeah.
Everyone, again, has a different standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think too, Jose, I think another thing that happens is that we look too much at other people, and we look at where they are and where we are, and we make what to me are unfair comparisons. I used to do it myself, and I had to break that habit of looking at where I am today versus someone who's been doing this for 12 years and saying, well, why can't I be there, realizing that it took them 12 years to get to where they are. I mean, what is it that keeps you patient? I mean, what is it that keeps you from getting frustrated?
Well, the effort that I put forward is not just towards meeting my goals, because first you have to establish the goals. So the way I do it is I have maybe 3 or 4 small goals that are leading me to a big goal. For example, this year, in the beginning of the year, I had 2 goals. One was to be in a magazine, which was Conversations Live magazine, and to win an award. And then we went to Comic-Con in February, and we won. So, I mean, those are kind of the big ones, but I had smaller ones leading up to it, like get interviewed on the radio show and, you know, get myself a few more roles, get into some action roles. So it's like, I'll use the analogy of Pac-Man. You know how you play the game Pac-Man and you're eating
right.
like the smaller little pellets until you get to the bigger one, and then that's
right.
when the power comes in? It's kind of similar to that, I guess, for me. Because I'll have, like, the little smaller goals until I get to a set marker, which is, like, a stepping stone. And then that's how I keep propelling myself forward.
I think that's a great thing for all of us to remember. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jose Mezanet is back with us today. We're talking with Jose not only about the journey to doing what he loves, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of us. Jose, one of the things we got to see while you were traveling when you all got the award was your signing autographs. I mean, have you gotten used to that even more so now? I mean, of course, you had a Facebook fan page before, you know, you won the award. You had, you know, a following online through Twitter, Instagram, those places. You also one of these individuals who do the live pop-up videos, and you're able to spend time with your fans that way. But did it make it even more real for you when you were signing those posters that you were actually doing what it is you want to do?
Yes, yes. It's very awe-inspiring when someone asks you for your autograph or if they can take a photo with you. And I still find myself looking back, like when someone says, hey, can I have your autograph? I turn around, like, who's standing behind me that's, like, famous or something that, you know, these people want an autograph from? So I still am getting used to it. It's kind of like, it's still surreal for me as well. And but it feels amazing. You know, I remember when we were on set for Sons of God, and I'm wearing my armor, and I had the sword, and we were in Queens filming, and then like a five-year-old little girl she comes up to me, and she just, like, tugged on my elbow, and was like, can I take a picture with you? And then, like, I did, and then her parents came over, and then, you know, we took pictures with them, and then we started signing autographs for everyone that was, like, the spectators on set. So, experiences and things like that. I'm always going to be welcoming autographs. I'm always going to be welcoming photos because, you know, the fans are what makes you who you are. Because they're the ones who are going to be supporting you and buying the stuff, buying whatever posters you're on, buying the DVDs of the movies you're in. So, I mean, I'm always going to be, I guess, one of those types of stars or celebrities.
Right. Yeah. I think that is a great thing. I mentioned earlier the last time that you were on the program with me when I couldn't talk that well was when a roundtable conversation that we had with some of your, you know, your fellow actor friends. Will Garay was with us. In that conversation, we had Juan Ortiz was a part of that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we were able to also have a great conversation with, I think, the writer. Oh my goodness! And his name just slipped me. The writer for Sons of God as well. You have
Leonardo
to help me out, Jose. That's right, Leonardo. Leonardo, sorry
Leonardo,
about that,
yep.
Man. It just the man just the name just slipped my mind there. I mean, has that also helped you surrounding yourself with people that are just as passionate about acting as well as those who are go-getters like yourself?
Absolutely, because, I mean, if you surround yourself with people who believe you can do it and people who are doing it themselves, it's almost like a trifecta where I see Juan, you know, doing interviews and getting bookings and stuff, and then he sees me doing it, and it's inspiring. And then we work together on sets, and, you know, we can talk about this and we can help each other or, you know, if maybe his project's needing something or my project's needing something, and then that's even more networking. And, it's just a lot of positivity. You know, I go to all these LTC events in New York City, and it's great for social networking to meet people in the industry and like-minded individuals. You know, we take the red carpet photos and do interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's,
I think that has to be... Yeah, it has to be a great thing. I mentioned, you know, social media. That is one of the things. I mean, is that just a part of your world these days, Jose? I mean, do you find that, you know, it's one thing for you to be on the set and everything, but that interaction with your fans and sharing with your fans is really one of the things you enjoy too?
Absolutely. I always, it's important to me that I be the kind of celebrity that I would have wanted to have encountered, you know, as a fan. And don't get me wrong, I have encountered some awesome celebrities who were amazing when I met them in person, too, and it just inspired me further. But I wanted to always kind of, like people tell me, you know, don't put your personal life on the internet, don't put your political views, don't put your religious views, don't respond to fans, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm not going to be that kind of person. I'm going to be, you know, the opposite. I will let everyone know, you know, with me, what you see is what you get. And
right.
I feel like that's important because you never know if a fan is going through something, or I feel like I've been sitting here to help people, and if I could change someone's life by inspiring someone, then why not?
Right. I think that's true. think that's a great thing for all of us to be able to remember. You know, I think, you know, I've been talking to people a lot this this year about, because one of the, my challenges has always been to, because we're all are so busy, but the importance of being kind of present and kind of being centered on the moment. It seems as though for you, you mentioned, of course, sharing things, that part of what kind of keeps you centered, Jose, is spending time with family and friends and loved ones. Do you think that is part of the balance that's been so necessary for you?
Yeah, because my family, the ones who are close to me, they're the ones who motivate me to propel myself forward and do what I have to do, no matter what. Like, my fiance inspires me highly. Like, I want to have the world in my hands one day so that I can give it to her. And I mean, it's things like that, things that I've been through in my past, obstacles I've had to overcome, you know, that kind of stuff. It serves as fuel, eventually, if you can get into that kind of mindset. And I know you, for yourself, I mean, I remember hearing your interview, and I know that, you know, you're the man you are now because of what happened before.
Right.
And you're doing great. I see you, like, endorsing all this stuff now. You know, you had over 1 million listeners. Like, you know, I was joking around with Cyrus, ladies and gentlemen, but I would say, can I be like you when I grow up? I'm always writing that to him. And then we joke around and we laugh, but...
I think you know, you bring up a good point though, Jose, and that is, you know, you have to have, I mean, it's great that you're able to have these experiences, but also these lessons as well. And I look at everything these days. I tell people, I don't honestly at this point believe that there's not failure. Everything is a lesson. I think even when something goes well, it's a lesson because it teaches you what you can do, and, you know, and what, you know, and I think that is the thing, you know, for all of us to kind of keep in mind for sure. So for you, I mean, as you try to be present, as you try to enjoy the moment, what is it that you're working on next? I mean, what is it that our listeners should be looking forward to from you next?
Well, we're still filming Sons of God, and what we just shot actually last week is going to be like phenomenal. I can't wait for you guys to see and hear that. I'm also working on a project called Shoot 'em, Hang 'em, Burn 'em, which is a sci-fi western, and that's going to be a really cool project. I'm working on a feature film called The Mentor by director Pete DiLorenzo, and that's another, you know, amazing thing. I'm going to be on this series called Dystopia. It's a sci-fi action film, post-apocalyptic, steampunk kind of project. It's going to be amazing too. You know, I'm really a sci-fi geek, so all that kind of stuff, it gets my attention, and that's what I'm into. So when I get the opportunity to be on a project like that, I usually go for it. But I spoke with like maybe 4 directors in the past 3 days for 4 new separate projects. So we'll see. And I'm also writing to myself 2 separate ones. So I mean, we'll see how. We'll see how everything goes. I keep everyone posted on all my social media and on my website. So,
yeah, and we're going to be giving that out for sure. I want to go back to something you mentioned a couple of times, Jose, and that was giving advice. I think, unfortunately, there are so many people who do not do that enough, I think, because they're afraid. You know, they look at this as a kind of as a rat race, and they think, well, if I help someone else, it's going to be taken away from me. You know, is that an important thing for you to do when you are asked about, you know, your advice for the business, or someone asks for your help for something? Do you feel as though that's just a part of what you were meant to do, to be able to share that with them?
I think the industry would be a lot better off if more people were like that. Unfortunately, you are correct. Not many people do that. I always try to help out as much as I can, and I don't really ask for anything in return. And I'm not worried about that because everyone is here to play a role, even metaphorically. I mean, I could help someone get a role. Maybe he doesn't have the same skills as me, and he'll be on a different, you know, a different role in my project. We can't all do the same things. I can't play every single character, you know, and the movie can't be just all 100 Jose Masonettes. And I think maybe more actors looked at it that way. it might be a little friendlier. Not to say, I mean, I haven't really run into any issues like that, but I've heard stories from other people who, you know, run into some roadblocks because of that kind of behavior.
I think that's the thing, and you're right. I mean, that, and really at the end of the day, I think you're only hurting yourself because, I mean, no one can make it in anything alone. We all need someone, and I think, you know, when you're able to give, I think that makes it easier for you to be able to get. And I think if more people did realize that, I think we would all, again, be better off for sure. You know, I want to ask you this. I mean, you've been able to, I mean, to play different roles. As you said, you're learning to ride a horse. That's new. I mean, do you find that the challenge is also something that kind of drives you?
Yes, it does. I've always been one to kind of buck up, I guess you could say, when a challenge arose. I don't really like to or want to back down. I tend to overcome obstacles, but I've been conditioned like that because of, you know, the life I lived and the things I went through. So it's not really more of a habit as it is just the way that I live my life. I still remember when people told me, you know, like when I said I wanted to do acting and modeling, and then they laughed at me, and that right there was kind of like a challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I mean... Every role I've gotten was challenging so far. If it's either, you know, getting into the character or physically demanding or getting in touch with deep emotions that you can unlock and release to give a truer performance, it's you know, it's always a challenge. Maybe that's why I'm more drawn to this field than anything I've done.
Right. Well, I think, you know, that's the thing. I think, you know, when you're able to find something that you enjoy, it definitely makes a difference. And I think too that, you know, for all of us, you know, the important thing is to find something that makes you happy, not what someone else thinks you should be doing, but what
exactly
really makes you happy. And I think then I always believe, I've heard this, and it's been true for me, you'll never work a day in your life if you're able to do that, because every day will be an adventure. You know, you'll wake up
right,
excited about what's to come, and I think you'll go to bed tired but excited about the next day, you know, for sure. So
this is the only thing I've ever done that I've felt like that, and I've always heard people say that saying, and I've never been able to relate to it until I got into acting. Every time I get on set, it's exciting, whether it's, you know, 4 hours or 14 hours. Sometimes, it's, you know, we have hard days. It's hot, a lot of physical, strenuous stuff, but, I mean, you make it work, you go home happy, proud of yourself, and proud of the product that you're putting out. And, you know, that's really, that's like almost self-inspiring.
Right.
So.
Well, it's a powerful thing, and congratulations to you, Jose, for being able to do what you love, and then, of course, you'll be able to share that with all of us. Again, everyone, award-winning actor Jose Maisonet has been back with us today. We've been talking with him not only about his journey in front of the camera, but what it's been like for him to live outside of the camera as well. Jose, we mentioned your social media. How can our audience stay connected with you, man, and keep up what's coming up next?
Okay. I have a website, www.jmaysonet.com. It's jmaysonet.com. On there it has my Twitter fan page, you know, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook fan page, IMDb, and my YouTube channel. Pretty much everything you need in one space. It has photos, videos, magazine articles, radio interviews. This one's going to be going up on there soon, I guess. And can I do a couple plugs or...
Definitely. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Just wanted to give a shout-out to my fiancé. I love her. She's at work right now. Cyrus, I know you're a Mississippi boy, but one day I see you living in either New York or Hollywood. And when you do that, Bluebell Relocation Services, 1-800-RELOCATE, local and long-distance moving, you know. And, hey, you mentioned Cyrus's name or my name, and then people get discounts on their moving, so... One day when you live in L.A. or when you live in New York, Cyrus, they're going to be the ones to do it, all right?
All right. Okay. I will make a note of that.
It's family-owned business that, you know, they service the entire tri-state area.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that, Jose, man. Congratulations to you, Jose. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, man. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Awesome. Maybe one day I'll get to explain how you got your nickname, Brother C-Dub.
Okay, we will save that for a future time. Right, we'll save that for a different time for sure. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For radio audience, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. But us joining us online, though, we're going to lose you. So until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.